Case. Okay. Where were we up to? We're up to the discussion. We're still on, this is already a bit of a segue from Daf Mem Aleph to Daf Lamed, right? There are two cases in the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis where the Machzik won. One was Eidos the Darbe Kamachad Yola. And we analyze that. The second case was Amar Kama Ididi Zavna Minach. And we analyze that. Then, what if you just combine them? What about, I think we have this on the board, I remember what we're up to on the board. What about Amar Kamoi Didi Darbe Hahu? Would that help? You take like the Amar Kamoi Didi for the end of the sugya and the Darbe Chad Yoma for the beginning of the sugya. Would that help? Clearly, the pshat diyuk of the sugya, which is going to be the opinion of most rishonim, sounds like it wouldn't help. Because what does Rabbi Chiya say to him? Do you have sadi to darbi yom kad yoma? Then he says, "Oh, it says kamidi zogna," but he said sadi to darbi yom kad yoma. And it sounds, why didn't he just say, "Did you see him darbi kad yoma?" He said sadi. So yeah, it's a plenty of mokra. He could have just said, oh, because it's not that he would have. He said what he thought. I'm asking if he is Sadi. He said what he saw. It would all be okay if he saw him went there one day, but he didn't say that. So I assume he didn't see, but maybe he can find Aiden. But the pshat diyuk is that you need Sadi and not just Amiras Baldar. Okay, this is a machlokas rishonim. I think we had the machlokas rishonim on the board. I don't remember how much we had on the board. Okay, whatever. We'll just start quickly. One opinion is that the machzik is zocheh. Why would the machzik be zocheh? Because you have a two-step process. Neman liton shera'ahu darba chadyola migu diyacholomar, right? What I'm saying. Minach Zavante, sorry, right? That's what Mar says in Alpha Base, right? Miga Zavante Minach. Panisi right? And then once you have Darbe Chayoma, step two, the Kevan, Dianinan, Didarba Chayoma. Taninan lelokeach shekana hahu meha. Okay, two-step process. Who says this works? I think we read this inside. Only one clearly shown. Tosos and Aflamanamal takes it to the repulsion that it works. Tosos Lamdaf Dalamal takes it to the repulsion that it works. And that's quoted by the Ritva when they says, and the Re and Mixus Bali Tosos. Hold this. The Ritva doesn't have a clear hachra. So whose shita is this? This is the shita of Tosfos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Uva, Ritva, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Right? Who says this is the opinion of the Ritva? Tzas Bali Tosfos. I don't know who the other Bali Tosfos are necessarily. We don't necessarily have a record of that. Okay, according to some, unfortunately, did respond. I don't know if you call the response or Basra. Well, it doesn't matter. And we point out the Rashba said that on Daf Lamed, right? What do we also point out? That the Rashba said that on Daf Lamed, which will be an interesting stira, which we said we were trying to deal with, although we didn't deal with it yet, says the Rashba and Flamed, was it this part? Veneradaf, you elect the Adam Darbe Chamachad Yoma. Elishalokech as the Omer came to the fun of Darba. Lokech says, the fun Darbe Chad Yoma. Mobin Levyade, the Peshasa Peshahitr. Right? He believed Peshasa Peshahitr, say the other day, lived there one day, and then follow the chain. So it's basically two Rishonim and the Rashba and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. However, Ro Rishonim. Alpi diok hagemara bedafim alfam beis. When Rav Chiya says that Do you have Eidim? Sounds like you need Eidim and not just your word for it. They say, no, be ma'arer zocher. And then the question becomes, what's wrong with the logic of Tosos? Why doesn't that work? Right? If it seems reasonable, it's a two-step process. What's wrong with the two-step process? And here we have many Hasbirim and Rishonim to explain what's wrong in the two-step process. Most of them are saying more or less the same thing in different words. Okay, I feel like after Rav Rosenzweig Shir, remember Rav Rosenzweig Shir Klali on, I apologize to those who missed it on the Zoom, but Rav Rosenzweig Shir Klali on the Kenyan Suter said, even when Rishonim seem to say the same thing, you have to redaik how they say it. Okay, but let's, we'll try to do that as well. But let's see what the Rishonim say. Some of the Rishonim, why doesn't this work? What's wrong with this process? So what some of the Rishonim try to do is they find a technical problem with the Mido. One, there are two basic drachim. Right? Meaning, what's wrong with the above logic? I think there, you know, again, how you divide things is somewhat subjective. No point arguing about, you know, as long as we're more or less on the same page. But I think you divide them into technical problems with Amigo versus problems working from Amigo to Tanina, right? The less interesting, Derek, is we disagree with you because we have a technical problem with your Amigo, right? So one is a... there's a technical problem with the Migo. What's an example of a technical problem with the Migo? So for example, and I know this is a Stira, I think this might have been the last thing I put on the board. If I recall correctly, I should have looked at the board before I started. I think this Rashba Mem Aleph Amud Beis might be the last thing I put on the board. Anyway, says the Rashba. He says here, sorry, mashva starts out exactly the opposite. Afilo amrli hai kamoi didi darbe chadyomo lo mehemen. Okay, you'll say it's a flat out to the Rashba and Taflam. It said, Nira, da afilo leka eden darbe kama chadyomo el shalo kecha ze omer kench in front of darbe mokimi labiyade. I'm out on base, he says. Okay, flat out stira. How to answer the flat out stira? You know, I think we will be able to. I hope. You know, I'll try. Oh, the Rashba's footnotes. Probably for Rashba talk about it. I mean, if they don't, then it's criminal. Daha Amarab Chazidai. Okay, it's a different deal, right? Meaning, I said maybe the deal he answers because you have angels that he was there for one day. He says, different deal. Rav says, if he said, kami didi zovna bine, I saw the transaction. Mashma, you have to see the transaction, not just see him living there. Okay. So the deal is against Tosos. Yeah, it's not Yukim Ukrachim. The time of the Milsa, why not? Mishum, because Sava Rabbi Chia de Isa de Zavna. Stam de milsa mechsei avochazul leinshe de darba o de achla la chad yom amihu ha chodlo maizirei chazak adlos vino lei hilka ki omer hay kami didi darba velesli sadi klisha tana say. Okay, what does he say? He says there's a reyus in his taina. He says believe ibamigo that he lived there one day, but stam de milsa if he lived there one day, neutral parties would have seen it. You could say whatever you want. Some of the mills is that if he lived there one day, someone would have noticed it. Right? We had this far last time, right? That, right, what we call Reyesa, I think that's what we called it on the board, maybe. And therefore, that Reyesa beats your Migo, right? Therefore, he says, again, if I say Reuben lent him $100 in a room somewhere, and the fact that no witnesses doesn't take anything away. If I say, he lived there for at least one day, but I'm the only one in the world who knows. Everyone else happened to not know this. That's suspicious. So klisha tana say, below tanina lay, that weakens his taina, and we can't then it can't be a basis for a tanina. So, for example, it says the Rashba on Dafim Aleph on the base. He says that no, it's a reyasa. Reyasa kevan the emes darbo chadyoma hut hayalo lemso edus alka. Okay. It's a meaning the same reyasa, maybe the same reason you need darbo chadyoma in the first place is because it's suspicious that no one saw him there. Even if I say I saw him there and no one else did, that's for sure suspicious.
It still would have been a good Vigo, but it's Reyesa, we can't build a Tanin off of it.
So here, it's not so clear. Like, the simple, okay, he doesn't say explicitly. I think what he means is that the Reyesa destroys the Migo. Migo means I'm Naaman, Reyesa means I'm not Naaman, so it cancels it out. I don't think it's a specific Tanin thing. That's just like what the next step would be. And that's clearly the way the Baal HaMor says it. What does the Baal HaMor say? The Baal HaMor is later on in Daf Lamed Gimel, right? The sugya called Kreve Yarvidi Bar Oven, a very, very beloved sugya. Kreve Yarvidi Bar Oven. What does Baal HaMor say in Kreve Yarvidi Bar Oven? He says, basically, why is he bringing that? In Kreve Yarvidi Bar Oven, it's a question of who's related, and what does the Baal HaMor want to miyachadish? If you can't find Edom, someone's related, that's proof they're not related. Because if someone was related, there'd be Edom who know that. Like, people know who someone's family is. It's not like they borrowed money on Monday. Right? Basically, if I claim to be your cousin and I can't find any Edom, that's a resa. Because eventually you find Edom as to who your father is and who your brother is. Give me a break. And that's what he gets into. And they say, and how do I know this idea that if you should have Edom, you don't, it's a Reyesa, and you're not, and there the guy wants to be known to be Migo. You can't, no, Migo doesn't work against this Reyesa. He says, after all, Kemai said, Rabbi Chiyudala, come on. The law of Kol Kemi Dalim Anachazim Ali Darbi Chadyoma. He thinks he's under Pasha. I can say, Kami Zdi Darbi Chadyoma. I can say, I saw him Darbi Chadyoma. Why? I'm reading Hachi Icy Sadi Kikamar to Darbe, he to come a Chadyoma. He hated the Chazile Ati, after all, having the Narachini. If you saw him, how, and obviously other people would have still seen him. The Edis Yom Echim, Emes Hoya Dover, Shadarva, Kalin Lahavla Edim Aleha, of a Chol Holland Tanase, Lormi Amali the Shakir. Very explicit. It's time to bring Edim. If you saw, how come no one else saw? How come you're the only one in the world who saw? Right? It's only suspicious. I'm the only one in the world who knows something. Makes me suspicious. How come no one else saw? And we don't see Malin Shakir say explicitly, Migu loses to the Reyesa of how come no one else saw? Again, if it's a public thing. Obviously, if it's a private thing, that's different. So this is the same as the Baal HaMor on Daf, not in Daf Yerif, but in Daf Yegmar, Daf Lemon Gimel Aleph, basically says, Migo loses to this Reza, and he makes the general, nothing to do with Tanina, right? In case the creator reverb, we haven't learned it yet, but nothing to do with Tanina. Just can I use a Migo to prove that I'm related or not? The answer is you can't use a Migo to prove that you're someone's brother or relative because of the Reza that someone should know that out of all the years. Similarly, the Ritva over there, Dafim Aleph Beis, after he brings the Balei Atosos, the Re-Nitzas Balei Atosos. He says, who says, the V'yesh Lomar. After the Ritvam and Alephan Beis says the Balei Atosos hold that it works, but again, most people hold it doesn't. And he says, one second, I have to read this last one. Here we are. One second, sorry.
etc.
Yeah, Shomer Dehur, the name of Migu Gomerhu, the Talmud, etc., etc. The Chizedas Rikstas Balitosos, but the other part of the Balitos would say, the Baha'i Einu Neman, why? Two reasons. What's called the Migu Dehaza. Okay, we haven't gotten the Migu Dehaza yet. Migu Dehaza means, what's the point of Migu? Believe me, I'm telling the truth, because believe me that I'm telling the truth when I say A, because I was a liar, I always said B in one. But what if B is chutzpah, and someone is reluctant to say B? Then it doesn't prove they're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. Prove they're telling the truth, because if I was a liar, would have said B. No, maybe if I was a liar, I was afraid to say B. I would be locked in to say B. That's called Migu Dehaza, right? We don't say, I mean, again, this is only one shot of the Rishonim. Why isn't every mode of Mixas, Shua Naraisa, Potter, because he could have been Kofar HaKol. So it's not clear what the Gemara says. There are two main shots in the Rishonim. But one shot in Rishonim is called Migu Dehaza. That's a shot of Bali Tosos of Dimam, not the Rambam of Dimam. Who says, because ain't an amazed one of the Yehovah. Says that's the Gemara's question and answer. I don't have the chutzpah. I'm afraid to say kofar kol. I can't bring myself to say kofar kol. Therefore, maybe I'm a liar. I just couldn't bring myself to say kofar kol. Here also, it is migu dehaza, not in terms of moral conscience, etc. But what are you going to say? Believe me that I saw him there one day. Believe me, I saw him there one day. Migu, I could have said, I bought it from you. That's migu dehaza. What's the Gemara's example of Migu? Believe me that, remember I'm lazy? Believe me that Shimon, I saw Shimon buy it from you, because I could have said I bought it from you. It's equal chutzpah to say I bought it from you if it's not true, to say Shimon bought it from you. Either way, I'm lying to your face. But over here, what I'm saying is Migu, I could have said I bought it from you. Believe me that I saw Shimon live there one day. Maybe I am a liar. I'm embarrassed to lie to your face and say I bought it for you. So instead I say something, I saw Shimon there for one day, which no one ever knows if it's true or false, and everyone can believe it's false, and I'm still a good guy. You look at me and you don't look at me and say, how could you lie to me? Yeah, Shimon lived there for one day. I'm not putting myself out there. So says the Ritva, he says it is a Migu Dehaza, right? Or says the Ritva, it's a technical problem called a Migu Dehaza. Again, do all Rishonim hold the idea of Migu Dehaza? No, the Rambam, the Rishonim, and the Rif seem not to. But it doesn't matter. Many Rishonim hold you don't say Migu Dehaza. I mean, you never say a Migu. Believe me, I could have said something chutzpidik. Haza. Here, it's chutzpidik to say I bought it from you when you know I'm lying. It's not chutzpidik to say Shimon lived there one day. That's very safe. Oh, Shimon lived there one day, and I made an honest mistake and think it's mine, and I'm a good guy, and I have no chutzpah. Okay. Or says the Ritva, going weiter. Inami. Same as the Rashma and the Balamor. Right, remember, we discussed this a few times. Same basic idea, even though he throws in a right from Metzia, which you said was a little controversial. But the Ritva, it's the same thing, says the Ritva. Again, the Ritva ends up with three shots. The first goes to Tach Balitos, then so if the other Balitos gives one way, then the Inami. So the Ritva, the Inami, he says the same idea, the Reisa. Again, the Reisa, Midin, Yeshroa. We already mentioned the idea of Yeshroa. Again, this is a Chiddush. You might have thought Yeshroa is only by Shomer, it was only by Shua. He here brings Yeshroa, at least to defeat Amigo. He doesn't say explicitly exactly what it's defeating, but it's all the same basic idea. There's a Reisa. So basically, the technical ways of this is impossible is either say, there's a Reisa, how come no one else saw it? Your Migo's not good enough against this Reisa. Or to say, it's a Migo Dehaza, there's a technical problem with the Migo. However, the more interesting way to say it is that the problem is not with the Migo. The problem is with combining Migo and Tanina. Now again, we're going to get to later what the later is. Combining, like, doing a taninan and then a migu based on that. That's not what I'm discussing here. I'm saying doing a migu and a taninan based on that. Those are two, might have some overlap, but really separate. So yes, right, basically, can you have a migu serve as basis for taninan? Maybe you can't. Maybe the problem is the combination. Problem combining, meaning you can't say taninan based on migo. Here you want to believe it's a migo, and then on the basis of that, say taninan. No, it's a good migo. It would be a good tanina, but you can't do a migo and then say tanina based on the migo. A classic formulation of this, which doesn't give away too much, is the ravid. When the ravid attacks the valhamor right there, in the you know what the ravid, it's not often. It's a little random what's printed in our Vilna Shasis. Some parts, maybe even some parts of Mesephtis, they print the Ravid's Tainas against the Balamor in the Vilna Shas. In some, they don't. It's just sort of random. There's a separate book you can get, and now it's on the Bar Ilan. I remember I bought it when it was not so easy to find, the second edition. The first edition is not easy to find and not even easy to read. It's called the Kasav Shom, because Kasav Shom means the Ravid's Asagas the Balamor. Why? Because it always starts with Kasav Shom. But really, okay, over here in our Masechet, here we have the Kravid Reed Bar Oven. In the Vilna Shas, I only have the Balamor and the Milchamos. In the Ozo Hadr, they put in the Ravid, right? So if you would have an Ozo Hadr in front of you, you'd have the Ravid. That's why I put in the Makor sheet. Not everyone has an Ozo Hadr. But I thought I put it on the Makor sheet.
There you go.
42. Asagas Ravid. Yeah, there it is. Kasav Shom of the Ravid. What does the Ravid say? He says, Balamor, you're dead wrong. You're totally wrong. As a matter of fact, he says, Adrava, you're wrong in Mithias. Living there for one day, if he actually only lived there for one day, then it would be hard to find Adam. And the fact that you can find Adam is not so significant. Not everyone knows who lived there for one day. Okay, rather, what's the reason? Again, he's assuming not lactosis. What's the reason why Rechia said Adam and didn't just say we believe it's amigo? We can't do two kulas. He needs kulas. Can't do two kulas, amigo and tonin lakoach. Okay, he doesn't explain terribly much why. As he says, the problem is combining two things, right? This is the Ravid in what's called the Kasav Shom. Right? He says, because you can't combine these two things. Okay, Tracy Lilam Zozli, we don't do a double kula. Okay, why don't we do a double kula? You know, it's a little weird. It's like, this is Dini Mominus. Like, Lahore, you need more of a Hezber. Just, like, we don't want to be so Mako. Lahore, you need to explain. Like, if it's logical, the guy deserves his money. Okay, but he doesn't have to explain. He just gives you the basic idea. This is what's also found in many Rishonim. Many Rishonim take this approach. For example, the Rabbeinu Yonah has a nice formulation explaining this. Again, all the Rishonim are against Tosos here. Rabbeinu Yonah has a nice formulation. What does Rabbeinu Yonah says? He says, Kinami mehem nina le'dedarbe chad yom retors migo adayin eitanos atayna shlema. Even after the migo, you don't have a full taina. Sorry, tsar shenitan lo, you need to do a taninon afterwards. But no ma, this is what he would have said. We don't say amigo to believe you when you need another taina. We don't say amigo to believe you when you need o taina acheres. Right? So what does Rabbi? He says, tre zili lo mizalzalina. Again, mizalzalina doesn't mean disrespect. It means mako. Says Rabbi Yona, eino neman b'migo. What's his lashon when you need taina acheres? The taina shetzricha taina acheres. Od taina acheres, right? Meaning of tanina. We don't believe in the migo if you then need to do another tanina. I think the Yad Ramah is similar to this. The Yad Ramah is also the same, similar direction. Says the Yad Ramah. He says. We don't do migo to hazak she'inim atayna. What do you mean hazak she'inim atayna? He doesn't mean to have a hazak she'inim atayna that's worthless. He means a hazak she'inim atayna that we're going to tanina and fill in the taina, right? We only do migo to believe you if you have a taina. We don't do migo to believe you if you don't have a taina, and then we'll fill in the taina, right? So similar to the Yad Ramah says, Ein Omrim migo. Lichazaka she'ein imataina. You know, Ella toanimlo. Right? that we don't use amigo. Similar formulations are found in some of the other Rishonim. What is the Tosfos Ritz formulation? You want to read it to me? Hey, start two words or earlier than that, or four words. Ain based in Tarnim, El El Dover Barer, Bluffy Migo. You only need Taninim based on the Dover Bar, not based on Amigo. Right? Says the Rid. Tarnim, Rock, Alpi. Dover Barer, below, Alpi Migo. Okay, there are other formulations here. For example, the Mochamos doesn't give a super clear formulation when he rejects the Balamor. He basically trashes the Balamor both in Metzias. He says, it's not so hard to find. And in Halacha, he says, it's ridiculous. I just goes through all Bikias all over Shas. Every time, even if you could have found Adam and didn't, and it's something you should have found Adam, we still believe you as Amigo. Just not a true rule. And then he says, and here, the problem is that Ain on him talking most look at Rachel Adam Dira the Khadyom should blind the cover. Here we're not gonna tell you unless you have our blind the cover. We're not going to tell you unless you have a blind lutaver, which, you know, the Jewish Roman says a little differently. Similar formulation, Ramban. We only tell you based on Eden, not Pim. That's similar to Ramban. Tonim, Rock, Alpi, Eden, below, Alpin. Right? And many of the other, I don't know who else I gave you, the Muke Yosef, is the Muke Yosef here somewhere. And then we will, a few for you, we showed them with similar formulations. We don't have to read everyone. But the, oh, maybe I didn't. Did I put Muke Yosef on 42? In brackets. Good morning, print it out here. Okay, but it's in the Gemara. And then we will suffice for this and try to figure out what they're actually trying to say. What does the Muke Yosef say? You can look at, you know, this is pretty good. This is most of the main formulations, even the sub-formulations, even the subtle differences from the Rishonim. What does the Muke Yosef say? Very, very briefly. Sorry. I'm not used to this source of that. Here we are. Is like Hadamina Raya, Lomija, etc., etc. El Hainu Time, sorry. Shamina maybe the voice of Losagim Armor Eu, Yadana Darbe Had Yoma, Shamigu, why did the Migu work? Etc., etc. The law of Amigo Elbe Milsa, the Bosan Amino Lim Shamigu Shov Lekasvek of Milsa, the Afki, name Amigu, Akati, Ekilis Bukim, Lakha Mochim, Zama Arim, Lo, Lor Min Amigu, the law of Himanukhayim, Shanam, Kolkach, the verb Shamigu, and Shasark, the virus suffix, Acher, Midatenu, Lekayim, Dvarov, Lumitan, Shamoch, Lakha Minam Arir. Lovey Piwanukhayim. First, yes, we don't say Migu in such a case. Lovey Piwanukhayim. What does it mean? We don't believe everything he says to the extent that we'll believe namin kolkach ledvar mishamigo until we'll be invar another suffix and tying it for him. Right, so says the Muke Yosef, ein maminim lo bimigo kolkach ad shenitolo alpiv. Okay, they're all saying the problem is not a technical legal problem, it's a problem with accommodation. You can't combine migo and tanina. Yes, sir.
Ultimately, does Rabban Yonah agree with other formulations in 2.1 that it's not about the Taina now being to come after Migo, but that Migo wouldn't actually be Mo'il if it would still require it?
But I think you would say this would be a good Migo instance. That raises a Migo. It's not a Migo cause. It would be a good Migo if it proved that you won. Just if it doesn't prove you won, it just proves you're there for one day, and based on that, you want to see Taninan. That we won't do.
But at the end of the day, there is no Migo because it would have required Taninan.
I mean, you could say it in any words you want, but I think that's also something different. Okay. It's not that there is no Migo because the Migo is not a valid Migo. There is no Migo because not a valid application of a Migo.
Just, I mean, this is in general. It's nothing to do with any race at all or anything. Here, just in general, you can't do two together.
Right. I think that's what they're saying.
And so the Rishonim would say that you wouldn't be able to do Tanina because of the Reisa, but that would be part of whatever you put into point one.
Correct. When he says you don't do Tanina because of the Reisa, I think he means you won't do Tanina if you had a good Migo. But since this is not really a good Migo, you have no basis for Tanina. The way I'm reading it, it's not really Migo at all. That's why you can't do Tanina. If you want to, you could be subtle and say, no, if you would do Tanina based on a good Migo, but this is a half good Migo, and therefore you don't do Tanina, make it more subtle than the Rashba.
The Reisa ruins Tanina versus Reisa versus Migo.
Let me speak a little more, and then you'll see that I don't know if it's really such a difference. Okay, the question is, what's the logic behind this Shita? Meaning, what are they all trying to say? Why can't you combine? Or another is that what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between all these fascinating Rishonim and Tosos? Right, the Nekudas HaMachlokas, these Rishonim and Tosos, technically, where do you draw the line? How do you evaluate, etc.? Is that going to be anything very machodesh, or fundamental? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between these Rishonim and Tosos? Or another saying, what do they find wrong with Tosos' logic? Anyone? Like, what are they saying? I know they're saying what they're saying. What do they mean? What's the spark? Okay, this is not a trick question. You're allowed to say very cautious.
Maybe explain Tosos in terms of like a two-step process, and they're claiming that the process breaks down, given that it's...
Let's see what here he would say. How many ways are there to explain the Machlokas or the Shita?
Two that are 17, that are 37.
Sometimes two that are, but not usually. Why do we say two? Well, because we're arguing if you can say a Taninan based on a Migo. They could be arguing about Taninan, or they could be arguing about Migo. But they're not arguing about whether in Dal Chedle Shemar Aruch you can put two things together. That would be too random. Lachar, even they're arguing about Taninan or they're arguing about Migo, right? Seems logical. So one derech is they could be arguing about Taninan. Then what would my focus be? To say Taninan, do you need strong evidence, or is it enough to have reasonable evidence? That would be a quantitative machlokas, perhaps, about Taninan. And that might, again, all of those chomos could fit anything, but certainly one of those chomos imply more, some like this, what are they implying more? The Ramban and the Rid say, you're only Torah and Dabar Gorer, and not an Amigu. You're only Torah and Eden, not a Piv. Might say more, maybe the machlokas about Taninan. What is the Yesod HaMachlokas Bein Tosos LeRishonim Elu? Again, there's not much Yesod HaMachlokas in the first group of 2.1 Rishonim. Okay, the technical machlokas, what's a reisa? Is it a reisa? Is it not a reisa? Is it a big reisa? Is it a small reisa? Is it a ha'azah? Is it not ha'azah? Do we care if it's ha'azah? Etc. I mean, you could be mamet, but it's pretty posh over here. So I think there are two directions. Okay, I'm more attracted to one of that, but that doesn't prove anything. A, as you could say, nechlutu b'inyan taninan. Okay, what's the machlokas about taninan? Tonin le'lokeach. You need a basis for taninan, perhaps. Do you need a strong basis? Or is it enough to have a reasonable basis? Do you need a Everyone who's weaker than Avis, right? Meaning, every single Rishonim says, Migo holds the Omrina, but Avis Merlin says, Migo does everything. Fine, Migo doesn't work, Avis do. So it could be that one way of analyzing is that the Tosfos, code numbers, maybe they're arguing about Taninan, meaning one Shita is that. You say Taninan if you have some basis for the claim. While these Rishonim would say, you say Taninan only if you have strong proven basis for the taina. Okay. It's a quantity in machlokas, and I don't have terribly much to say about it.
Is it basis for this tanya?
Yeah, for this tanya. The tanya that Shimon bought it from Reuven, if Shimon was there for one day, that's a basis that Shimon bought it from Reuven. Assuming that there. Okay, maybe. Or you could say that, and that would certainly fit the lashon certainly of the Rid and the Ramban. They focus on the Tanina. We only do Tanina based on Davar Bara, based on Eidah, not based on less than that. It's not proven, but it would fit their lashon very nicely. On the other hand, if you look at the lashon of the Rid Yonah and the Yom Ramah, sounds like they're focusing more on the Migul than it. Again, the lashon should always be Lavdavka, but it sounds like they're focusing more on the Migul than the Tanina. Not that you don't say Tanina because you don't have enough basis. We don't say Migul in a case like this. So it could be they're arguing about Migu. Why are they arguing about Migu? If you want to say that, oh, one of them thinks Migu is a strong proof, one of them thinks Migu is a weak proof. But Lechora, it is very tempting to say that this sizing of famous Hafir Berwachana that we're going to go back to again and again and delve into a little more later, but every Barbi Rav de Chad Yoma knows the famous Hakira of Berwachana. Okay, whether anyone understands it is a different question. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows the famous Hakir Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan asks, what is pshat in Migo? Okay, there are different code words you could use. Is it, you know, let's say, is it an Ogana or is it a Kohataina, perhaps you could say? Meaning, is Migo psychological or is Migo formal? That's basically Rav Chanan's Hakira. Do we say that what Migo means is it's a proof you're truth teller? Because what does Migo mean? I have two Tainas, A and B. B is a winning Taina and I say A. So there's two possibilities. If I'm a liar, then I would have said B to win. So I couldn't have said A. So I can't be a liar. If I'm a truth teller, then I might have said A. Why? Because it's the truth. Meaning, you know, process of elimination. If I was a liar, I would never have said the weaker taina. Liars always say the better taina. The only reason to say the weaker taina is if you're telling the truth. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Why would anyone not say the strongest, best taina they can? Because they just want to tell the truth, so they're telling the truth. They're not trying to do what's best in court. Therefore, it's a proof that you're telling the truth. That's a psychological omdana that you're telling the truth. Okay, sounds reasonable. Of course, the weakness of the reason why it's not like Pashat slam dunk that this is true is because this is assuming that everyone knows halacha, that you know what's a stronger, what's a weaker taina. After all, maybe you're a liar and you just thought that A was the stronger taina than B, and that's why you said it. Or maybe, who knows what you thought? I mean, a lot of people say things without knowing all the halachas. Not even a lawyer. Okay, but it's assuming that everyone knows what's a strong or weaker taina. Once you're willing to grant that assumption, then it's true. There's no logical explanation why anyone would say the weaker taina, except for the fact that they were truthful, that they were honest.
Except that once people know that there was a concept, then that once people know that they were truthful.
No, that's not true. That's only true about the funny Migo that Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with, according to everyone but Rashi in Ksuba Daf Yud Zayin. But that's not true at all.
If I'm one of the Sariya, I know that I walk in with this tie down,
you can still be believed with the best.
Meaning, if I'm a liar, am I going to say the tie that just wins Pasha or the tie that wins through Migo? The liar, again, a liar can never take advantage of Migo. You are not allowed to call yourself a Talmud of mine unless you understand why a liar can never take advantage of Migo. Why? Let's review. B is a winning taina, slam dunk. A is a losing taina. I come in and say A. A liar can never take advantage. The liar's going to, he's going to say A, even though he went through Migo. The liar would have said B anyway, and they'll be gained from saying A. And that way, the liar would never say A. The liar would always say B.
I'm saying there's no not.
What?
Either way, no matter what, he's going to win.
If no matter what, he's going to win, Mistabal, the liar would say,
then the liar would try to even be truthful. Meaning,
a liar would try to be truthful.
Isn't that extremely circular logic, though? Meaning, I'm going to say the liar would say the better taina. So, therefore, if somebody says this weaker taina, which also wins because of Migo, like,
he's saying, maybe I'm a liar, I just take the taina that wins because of Migo, not the taina that wins automatically, that wins naturally.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's.
Why would the lawyer pick the tiny that wins with amigo and not the tiny that wins naturally? I don't think any lawyer would do that. But I think a lawyer would just pick the winning tiny.
Either way, you're going to win.
Because he would say that, look, I'm an honest guy, and he'll do his reputation some good by taking the weaker tiny and saying, oh, it's amigo. I didn't even think of that.
And girls will say, yeah, I didn't think of it, or he doesn't have to.
Okay. You asked for a reason.
Okay, I'm saying process of elimination. I'm just saying maybe you can't call a process of elimination. Maybe a lawyer would have flipped a coin and said either one if he knew the law of amigo. And if he knows everything else, why would he know the halacha of amigo?
You also apparently, why would like you
mean? Right, you weren't saying what I accused you of saying, Baruch. Yeah. You're saying maybe he's a lawyer and he just knew B wins and A wins through Migo and everything else also wins through Migo. Basically, maybe he's a lawyer and he knew through the halach of Migo, so he knew that everything wins and he just picked randomly some taina. So how does this prove he's telling the truth? Maybe he's a lawyer who randomly picked this taina because he knows through Migo they'll all win. So how is this a good proof? Maybe that's another sort of weakness in the idea of Migo. After all, after Migo, maybe a lawyer would randomly pick things just, I don't know, to like surprise people, keep them on their toes, to not be predictable, etc. You know, who knows? So maybe he really is a liar and he just picked randomly. Obviously, wouldn't Davka said this time if he was a liar, but maybe he would have said, well, B wins, and then I can think of five other things that win through Migo. So I'll pick, roll a die.
Maybe it's not random. Maybe now he might have like people assume he's like a truth teller because he used the Migu and he won a case of the Migu, so we believe it.
But no one has suspected him on the good
claim. Okay, yeah. Anyway, okay, Ozzy, Lamaita Ozzy's asking a good question, which is if the liar knows the halacha of Migu, then he could, who knows, he could have any subtle reasons for hitting anything once they all win. And it's sort of random, and therefore, what proof do we have that he is telling the truth?
The roots are this point that you go and very said if everyone has cautious, then why are we assuming that people meaning that's the flip side of this exact thing.
Okay. So you're right, it's not so posher to say it is not so posher. It gets you into somewhat of a paradox. Technically, this is a paradox to say that it's a proof he's telling the truth, because maybe he knows the halacha of Migo and he just randomly picked one of the tainis to lie, or not randomly, based on what he thought would depress people for reasons that you're never going to be able to keep track of. And how do we know he's telling the truth? So it's not so possible to say it's psychological fear. Again, the other assumption would be no. People have a common sense notion of what's a stronger taina, what's a weaker taina. A liar would have said a stronger taina. But as a point of that, not so possible. They're clever liars. So it's not so pashut. So what's the other option? The other option is as Rav Chanan says, Rav Chanan is very clever. He explains as much as he wants to and no more. Says Rav Chanan, no, it's just you have the nemanus of the other taina. It's a formal rule. Formally, when you could win with taina A, you also have the power to win with taina B. Once you have a winning taina, you have a winning taina, and therefore, just like your neman on the winning taina, your neman on any taina you have, you have the power of your potential taina. You have the power of, kala omei lizkos kazacha dami, kala omei lizkos neman better can neman dami. You have the power of that other taina. It's a formal principle. Now, if it is a formal principle, and he points out, we'll come back to, there are many, many nafkaminas between how you view this. I think we should all agree that, like, still the simple, most balbathish, pashut shot way is the first way, is just say it's a psychological assumption, not to invent this new svara of koach of the taina, but nonetheless, we'll see that there are just proofs from all over chas. That there are many posts that will hold the second way. Anyway, so what do I want to say? I want to say extra that maybe this could explain the machlokas here. Maybe it depends how you view Migo. If Migo is an amensagi that I'm telling the truth, it's in a psychological umdana that I'm telling the truth, then Migo should be able to serve the basis for Taninan. We say Taninan if we know he was there for one day. If we know he was there for one day on that basis, we say Tonin Lokeach. Okay, Who cares if I know he's there from one day through Adim, or I know he's one day through Chazaka, or I know he's one day through Umdala, or through Ramat Sadi? As long as I know he's there for one day, that's good enough. And Migu is a way of knowing things. Migu is an objective evidence. It's evidence from psychology. Okay, that's also evidence. After all, half of Shas is evidence from psychology. Chazaka and Emporia Fosmano is evidence from psychology. So there's also evidence from psychology. However, if you say Migu is Kohataina, then, and this is something that will come up again and again, even in our sugya, then it could be that all that Migu is only for Tainas that win or lose the case, for Tainas the Baal Dover. Migu is if I had a winning Taina, therefore I could say another winning Taina and be believed. But Migu doesn't prove I'm telling the truth. Migu is not a proof that I'm telling the truth, right? So someone in the say this analysis? Everyone does. Great. Okay. I mean, whatever. It's Bakesh. The Migu is not a proof that I'm telling the truth. Migu is a formal power that I have to win the case with a different taina. Yeah, if I want to win the case with a different taina, that's when they said Migu. But if I don't want to win the case, I just want to provide background for Chazal to bring into play a din called Tonim Lokeach. Maybe Migu only works for a taina that makes me win the case. Migu does not work for a claim that served as background for Chazal to put a certain legal process into action, which will indirectly make me win the case. It's a little similar to Machlokes Rishonim, right? Can you believe Edom through Migel? Right? If you say that it's proof they're telling the truth, then maybe, even though not so positive, if you say it's not the Kohen HaTanya, no, that's the Baal Din. Not for, or someone we'll see a little later, can you believe someone who's not a Baal Dover who just wants to come in and throw in his 2 cents through Migel? Right, for example, if Shimon walks into court, Shimon needs to be go, if he's not either about the Talei or the Nitva. Okay, might depend on the state of Akira. So Akshar, that you could say it's quantitative, or you could say it's qualitative. You could say that Tosfos said that Migo is a umdina, meaning it's psychological proof that his statement is true. We need the rules of psychology to prove that his statement is true. If so, then we should say Tanina. Once we know it's true that Shimon's there for one day, you say Tanina. And maybe some of the other Rishonim hold differently. They say no. Here's what they call Mishimashvel Koachataina, meaning it is a right to it is a formal, not psychological, a formal rule of accepting a taina of a Baal Dover to win a case. But does not cause us to towing on his behalf. No. The formal power is for him to win with that case because of winning taina. If I have two tainas, A and B, believe me, A, then me go B, not that we know I'm telling the truth. But I went with A because I could have won with B. Here, he can't win with A. But he can't win with A. He can just cause us to do Tanina and then indirectly make him win. No. The rule of Migo is only said for a Taina that you want to be believed that you win the case. Not for a grama of a Taina that makes us say something else, which indirectly makes you win the case. So maybe it depends on this Hakira in Migo Efshar. And we'll come back to this Hakira many, many times, including on Daf Lamed. Okay, so that is a very fundamental machlokas. Can you combine these 2 steps, phrase zealing as alzalidan or not? And if not, again, if the problem is combining 2 steps, it could be because Tosa says low standards for Tanina, any evidence, while the others have high standards, you need super evidence to do Tanina. Or it could be because Tosa thinks Migu is a good enough basis for Tanina, and the other, he shouldn't say no, man, Migu doesn't help in cases like this. Why would Migu not help in cases like this? Certainly, a lashon of the Ramah and the Rabbeinu Yonah makes it sound like it's not just this one page when Nigo is a little less of a proof than Tosfos thinks it's more of a proof, because Tosfos thinks Nigo is a proof. A raya, whether from psychology or anything else, creates a fact, then a fact creates taninan. While the other shows say, no, it doesn't create a fact. It's not a raya that creates a fact. It's a zachus that you can win with this taina, but the zachus is limited to the context of a taina that makes you win in Besdin. It's not, the zachus is not to create facts that can then cause domino rallies that cause any results you want. Right? I can't use my migo to create a fact that'll make someone else win a different din Torah. I can't use my migo to create a fact that will, I don't know, cause, these are all machlokas. Cause Edom to be kosher, or cause a Dabashir Arab to be mutter, perhaps, etc. No, Migo is only for a time knot that wins in court. And this time it doesn't win in court, it needs another time. Okay. I think we, yeah?
No, yeah, just leaves very few showing with the ability to say that it's about throughout the rest of Joss.
Correct, but it's just the sweetness, and I admit the weakness here. I mean, we don't know how to analyze this on locus.
In theory, would be great.
Correct, but maybe there were some of them do. Maybe, you have to, the problem is it's hard to pin some of the Rishonim down. Maybe we'll try to remember this. Again, maybe the Rid and the Rabban sound more this way, and the Rabbiyon and the Ramah sound more that way. Okay, now if you'll get the board, please, let's move on to Daf Lamed, which is a very challenging sugya. And there's a lot of things which are going to be hard for us to understand. So we're going to try to
ask. Why would Chazal give a cup of pain?
Ah, great question. Okay, we're going to answer that, but not today.
Okay.
We're going to answer that certainly within two blocks, if we have patience. Okay, it means then no one can drop out of gross. Let's go back to the case in Daf Lamed. What is the relationship between the case in Daf Lamed and the case in Daf Aleph? Let's assume. I think it's fair to assume that everyone agrees what the basic case is on Daf Mem Aleph from a base, and what all the different scenarios and what the psak is. How about Daf Lamed? Daf Lamed doesn't tell us too much, right? Again, it sounds almost the same, right? The riff compares them. It says, Viplanya Zavinta Darmali or Dizavna Minach. And the guy says to him, it's very short. He says, hold on, you admit it's mine? Yeah. You admit you didn't buy it for me? Yeah. Okay, love all the verb to do that. You lose. Okay, so what is the case and what does it mean, love all the verb to do that? Interestingly, there's a bit of a machlokas. Maybe we'll start backwards a bit. What does it mean, love all the verb to do that? How do most Rishonim understand the word love all the verb to do that? This is not a trick question. Do most Rishonim make a big deal out of the specific word la bal dvarim tzidiyat? No. Basically, most Rishonim just say you lose because you don't have a taina. Right? Because you have no basis. La bal dvarim tzidiyat basically means you lose. Except for Tosfos quotes. Who's Tosfos quote? Who reads it in a way reminiscent of some other sugyas. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel at the end. Hope we got to the end. The very last thing. Kasa Rabbeinu Chananel, Re'inu l'Rabbeinu Ga'onim Zal, D'hain Machzik, Lesle l'Meichas l'Dina B'hadi Mar D'Ara. Whoa. The Rach quotes from Ga'onim, and we have that. I put the Rach on the Makor sheet, who quoted this from the Ga'onim. It's interesting. Tosfos doesn't say that Rabbeinu Chananel himself rejects them. You know, it doesn't seem to hold that way. But it's okay. He didn't say either way. There's nothing missing in Tosfos. He doesn't point out that the Rabbeinu Chananel himself says Chazino or Rabbeinu Ha'Gaonim, and then he says Kashuli. Rabbeinu Chananel himself agrees with Tosfos. Okay, but what did the Gaonim quoted by, I don't know who these Gaonim are, quoted by Rabbeinu Chananel say? The high masik less than mechaz dina b'hadei mar yara ella high dezavnei machaz b'hadei. Totally different read of the Gemara. Meaning, we're not even getting on to chazaka, taina, migo, darbi chadyoma, kami didi, etc. Right? Everyone else, let's analyze. Why does this taina win or why does it lose, etc. These Gaonim say, no. This sugya actually has nothing to do with Daf Melech Beis. Daf Melech Beis is people fighting it out. Here, what he's saying is that you can't even fight it out with me. You can't even sue me. Not only can't you win, you can't even sue me. Elohai, if anyone wants to sue me, let Shimon come and sue me. right? You can't even sue me. Ve'enir la Rashba. And here again, it is funny. Maybe Tosfos didn't have a full gear of Ben Hanadol because basically the Rashba, meaning the Rashba Shatz, not the Sephardi Rashba, the Nusha Rashba, the Rashba Shatz, and Tosfos says exactly what Rabbeinu Hananel said to these Gaonim. So Rabbeinu Hananel himself said the same thing. Ve'enir da kol schus, the same lesson. The Tzavah Liyad, the Machar Rishon saying there's no rule. Halach principle, ma Machar Rishon Shem, kol schus, you have a double the other. Whenever I buy something from you, I buy all the chusim that you have. You have the zechus to fight the Ma'arah of the Marakam and Bezdin, I buy from you this cost to fight the Marakam and Bezdin. Okay, so first of all, this is not the main part of the sugya. Lemaisa, these Gaonim are, you know, a footnote in history. No one takes them seriously. Not even Reino Chanano himself, who basically objects in the same word the Rashi Shans does. L'chor Tov didn't have a full text of Reino Chanano, as he would have said Reino Chanano himself rejected them. But what does it mean? Lav, Baal, Devar, Diat? Again, the Gaonim are using this in the way it's used in other studies. Say all the Rishonim? It means that you lose in Bezdin. Right. Why? That's what the whole sugya is about. It's very complicated. Says the Gaonim in the Rach. Says, nope, you can't even sue in Bezdin. Meaning, what did the Ma'arer say? He says, look, I'm the Marakama, yes. You're nobody, yes. So therefore, I don't even have to talk to you. You want someone to sue me? Get someone with a better time to sue me. You can't even sue me. You don't even have anything to talk about. Implying, it could actually be, perhaps, that if he could talk, he would have a way to win this lawsuit, for all we know. Which is what it sounds like. We said, oh, we have a lot of trouble understanding this. And the only thing we can come up with is that he can't even sue him. Sounded like maybe, because if he could sue him, maybe he would. Not in the Tosfos, in the Reino Chanano. And then that might somehow be a little affiliated with the Rebbe who quotes the Gaonim, who say, ah, really, Rebbe's wrong, you could win. You know, it's not clear. Are those related? Maybe there was some school of thought that really the guy should win. Why did Rebbe say he loses? And so some of those Gaonim, quoting the Riff, says, oh, Taka, Rebbe's wrong and the guy wins. And the rest of those Gaonim, quoting the Menachem, says, Taka, maybe this sugya is talking about something totally different and about whether you have the right to sue, not whether you win. Okay, so can't even sue in Bezdin. That is, and no one agrees. Tos doesn't agree, the Rach doesn't agree. However, the Rabbeinu Chanan says, I just don't like your Svara. The Tosos says, and you're dead wrong, right? And then Lo Yochel, I apologize again, reading the end of Tosos first. What does he say? He says, okay, you're totally wrong, you Svara, and you're against the Gemara from Melvin Base. We see here the what they call the Lokech Sheni, in the Chronim, that's they call good name, Levi. Levi can fight with Reuven in court and either win or lose. Right? The Kamanash of the head, you got me, the Rikashta, the Lisa, the Lomachin, the Adela, et cetera. Right? In Darbakashta, the Lisa, he can't say Lomachin, he might win or might lose depending on exactly what he has on his side. So now these Gaonim, Tosus makes them look stupid. How come in Dafer Aleph on the days, they have the right to heal, they sue each other, and sometimes the Reuven wins, sometimes Levi wins. And all of a sudden, Daf Lamed Rava says, Levi can't even talk in court. And again, it sounds a little like even if he had what to win with, he can't talk in court. So it also makes the Gaonim look stupid. Obviously, the Gaonim are not stupid. If you look in the Rach, you see the Gaonim answer this question before they even open their mouths or before they even finish their first sentence. Right? What did the Gaonim say in the Rach? No, Rabbi Nachman doesn't say you're against another guard. He just says, I don't like your Svara. What is it they're going to say? Because the ruler of the same Gaon is all the high mice. Every mice in a group of arena me not Ella the high de maxe kasto are Leslie the mechas body more our ledina. The hollow parish to Achlo Shnei Chazaka, because after all, it never says he had Shnei Chazaka, Ella, et cetera, et cetera. Adds in those words that are missing in Tosos. Obviously, what's the real sheet of the Gaonim, right? Question of Tosos on the Gaonim. I mean, this is, you know, this let's push up shot. Question is, but on Daf Mem Aleph, he can sue, or let's say better, he can fight in Bezdin. So why not here? So the Gaonim already answered that. Just Tosfos was missing that part of the Gaonim. Obviously, Tosfos didn't have Aleph Gersa and Reich Manel. What do they say? No, what's the difference between here and Daf Mem Aleph and Bez? All the Rishonim, I think, at least almost all the Rishonim agree, maybe all the Rishonim agree, that the Malfa base is very clearly Darbakashta Be'ilisa. Oh, yeah, we're not sure if it's 4 or 40. Let's go with the years of 4 for 4 years. Here, all the Rishonim agree, he did not have Shnei Chazaka. Mm-hmm. The difference is very postulate. What's the answer? The answer in the Rabbeinu Hanano, it's very clear, is that no, Alokea Sheni, Sheyeshlo Gimel Shnei Chazaka, is Baal Devarim, Alokea Sheni, She'enlo Gimel Shanim, is Lav Baal Devarim. Meaning, if you're Lokeach Rishon, if I claim to have bought it from you with a tainas bari that I bought it from you, then I'm Baal Devarim today regardless. But let's say Lokeach Sheni, I'm talking about Baal Devarim today. I'm claiming some middleman, fictional middleman perhaps. What do I have to do with you? So the answer is very pashut. What makes me Baal Devarim today? Two things. Either some connection to you makes me Baal Devarim. I claim to have bought it from you. I claim to have this from you. I claim to have that from you. Or what makes you Baal Devarim? If you're machzav, being machzav makes you Baal Devarim. One second. Imagine this very, very pashut case. Okay, maybe it's not even a good example. I am holding this cell phone. You come to me and show that you're the Marakama. So you say, oh, I just have to give it to you in a fight like a Baal Devarim. Yeah, no, I'm holding it. When you're muchzik in something, you're automatically Baal Devarim. You're the muchzik. You're automatically Baal Devarim. And what did the Gaon in here holding? That, if I'm there less than 3 years, I'm not the muchzik. If I'm there less than 3 years, I have no connection to this land. I just happen to be standing in it. I farmed it for 2.9 years. No, farming it for 2.9 years is like having to walk through. Now, if I walk into your house, that doesn't give me a connection. One thing for 3 years, I'm muchzik. I might be right, I might be wrong. I might win, I might lose. But I'm the muchzik. The muchzik is only Baal Devarim, because Adarabba. You know, you have to sue me. I don't have to sue you. So I think it's pasha that the Gaon were not stupid. Okay, you don't need me to tell you that. That the difference is because in that Mount Valen base, he was muchzik for 3 years. So he might win, he might lose, but he's Baal Devarim. He's the muchzik on the house. In that line, he's not even muchzik. Oh, he's been there for a month, for 2 months, another a year, it doesn't matter. That line is not even muchzik. And if you're not muchzik, and you admit who the Marakama is, and you have no direct tain against him, then you're not even Baal Devarim Bidei. We're not even starting tanina, we're not even doing anything, then you're not Baal Devarim Bidei. So this is, I think, again, it's a chiddush. Why is it chiddush? Because we might have thought, no, 3 years doesn't make you a mochsa. 3 years you just approved for a takana. That was only Shargon who thought it made you a mochsa. Okay, so the other thing, no. 3 years makes you a mochsa. Again, I'm adding one word, but I think it's a pretty good word. And therefore, the Gaonim do have a possible shita, but we're going to now ignore that because we're going to go with the other.
But isn't that the shita of the Gaonim that the Chazoka is not a Cheskas Raya, but a Cheskas Kinyan? They're the Shitasa.
Ah, wouldn't that work nicely for some of the Gaonim with Shitasa that they see Chazoka as more along the lines of a Kinyan, perhaps, depending on how you read them, which we discussed? That's a good Hara. I accept it.
On the mouth, but you also have the Bahariyoma or the I thing that you saw still happening. In theory, you could say that even if you haven't been done.
No, because my impression is only they're starting before that. We don't even ask you if you have Edom Echad Yoma. We just say, remember, they ask you if you have Edom Echad Yoma. We don't even ask if you have Edom Darba Echad Yoma, because you're just not Baal Devarim.
We started the last part of that Gemara that, in fact, you don't have Edom Darba Echad Yoma. Or don't claim
that. But we asked you when we give you an opportunity to win, right?
But in theory, this is like the guy said Baal Devarim.
Okay, basically, but it's fair for you to force me to commit myself. I think the pasha pshat in the Gaonim, even if it is Darbuk, the Yoma doesn't help. Yes, because you're not in Baal Devarim today.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying, but let's say the reverse, you're saying, if you only have Chazak and you don't have that other thing,
then at least you get to go to court and lose. You get this to do.
Is there a difference between going to court and losing and saying Lav Baal Devarim Bidei in court and losing?
Maybe Shuas Hesed.
That's just a single amount.
No, I'm saying for like meaning, but that's exactly so. You really need once you say
Lav Baal Devarim Bidei. Maybe the other guy has to time in and give an explanation to defend himself. Like, are there enough bringers or not? I don't know. Maybe whether you can use amigo, right? If you're a Valverde, you can use amigo. If not, not. So I'm saying, if I sat there, I could come up with a few different answers to your question, which I'm not going to right now. Maybe the nafkamina is dar is taninan. And you say, what if they're not taninan? Or no, if you have in any case, maybe the nafkamina is whether we force the other guy to give an explanation and give him a chance to trip himself up. Maybe the, if they're all here, he never even said, well, explain, did you sell it to Reuven or not? He didn't even go that far. You know, maybe Shua's Hesed, although that's going out on a limb. Maybe whether I can use amigo, not my mouth and basic, now when he has amigo, maybe here even amigo won't help him. Right, so yesh, Al-Maladaber, Kitzer. Okay, now let's go back to the Rishonim. Rishonim assume that we're talking about whether you're winning or losing your time, is not whether you have the right to show up in court. That's a sheet of the Gaonim that even the Rabbeinu Hananel rejects. That even Rabbeinu Hananel rejects. And again, I sort of suspect, from Tosos, quoted the Gaon, I wouldn't suspect this. And I'm not going to make a bigger deal of it again. That when he says that he sees Rosh Gaonim, who said, they didn't just say, oh, La Valdim Nudia means you can't show up in court. That's Pashup Shah. They said, this mice is not Brura. We can't learn from it, except only that you can't come to court. Sounds like they had some other problem with the Sugya. And therefore they said, it must mean you can't come to court, because once we get into other things, we have problems with the Sugya. It seems to me that those Gaonim are somewhat connected to the Gaonim of the Rif, who paskin against Rava here. Not the same Shita. But again, it's not coincidence. You have Gaonim here say, this is not Barra, let's stick with not showing up in court. Why? Because once you get into Tainas, something doesn't compute. Then we have Gaonim of the Rif, who says, something doesn't compute, Rava's wrong, which is a radical thing to say. Lachor, those two Gaonim are coming from the same place. There's a Mesorah and the Gaonim who just don't like the Psak of this Sugya. And again, some of them just say, we don't possibly like the Sugya, which is radical. And some of them says, we don't understand this. Let's just say he can't come to court, and maybe that's more understandable. Okay, so there seems to be some coming from a similar route, but that's all I know. You know, I don't have access to more than that. Let's get back to the Pashup Shot of the Sugya. Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's start with, and again, I apologize to anyone. If anyone tried to get the exact correct shot in the Sefer Iter and was very frustrated, then it's my fault, not yours. Just a little hard to put down exactly what he needs all the time, even though obviously some of the basic ideas, especially at the end, are very clear. We'll try our best. But really, to understand what the Baal HaIter really means, you first need to understand what the Rif means, which is not so posh. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure I understand any of the earliest Rishonim on this Sugya. I definitely understand that Tosos is not everyone. So let's start with the Sugya. What's the case in our Sugya? What's the case in our Sugya? And why does the guy lose? So pretty much everyone except for the Sefer Iter agrees. What's the case in our Sugya? What is the case on the Flamid? Or Lamed. Just Lamed, right? All the Rishonim say, what makes this case fundamentally different from the case of Nachman Aleph? What do all the Rishonim seem to agree? That in this Sugya,
no Marakama.
There's no Aedas, well, they call Aedas Abos, right? Aedas of the Marakama. There's no Aedas of the Marakama, right? That everyone seems to be on the same page about, right? The Rishbam starts out and says, he didn't start out rather, but in the middle he says, Afagav Deleka Edom Lema'arir. Okay. Afagav Deleka, that clearly no one Daf Mem Alpha base thinks there's no Edom Lema'arir, I don't think. Afagav Deleka, the Ritva says at the end, even though Leka Edom Lema'arir, Tulsa says right from the beginning that there's Leka Edom Lema'arir. All the Rishonim say that Leka Edom Lema'arir. Leka Edom Lema'arir. If Leka Edom Lema'arir, then, Leka Edom Lema'arir, but what else is there? If Leka Edom Lema'arir, and so if that guy has no Edom, why does the Machzik win?
No.
Because the Machzik, he may or may not have a Chazaka, right? The Rashbam says, even if he does have a Chazaka, even if he has a Chazaka, right? The Rif talks about him having a Chazaka. Right, but the fundamental, problem is that he has no taina, right? He has no taina, and or no chazaka. Okay, let's leave it at that. right? Let's come back to that in a moment. The Baal HaItter was very upset about this. What was the Baal HaItter's problem? He says that the Rif quoted Ikemir Vusa, they were Gaonim Paskin against Rava. Why do Gaonim Paskin against Rava? Because, well, let's sort of take the chain of things. I know I haven't fully explained all the permutations here, but what happens? The Gaonim and the Rif, not the same. Again, I'm claiming it's not coincidence, but it's not the same as the Gaonim and the Rabbeinu Chanan. The Gaonim and the Rif say that we Paskin against Rava. Why? We Paskin against Rava because of, well, they don't say, right? They say that we Paskin against Rava, right? They say, Kai Malon, Bilbo Kirava, Ella Hamachzik is Zocha. And what does the Rif say back to the Gaonim? The Rif say back to them, no, that's ridiculous. Of course he's not Zocha. Why is he not Zocha? Because if the force is not removed, he's a little cash shame, he loses. Right? Says, no. Meaning, this is a Das Yochid also. You know, Pashtut. The Eino Zocha, Kimo. This man doth fell off me. If you have this and if you have that, but Minastan. You're not Zocha. Eino Lokeach Sheni. Eino Zocha. Right. Unless, etc. Right in the Sam case. Okay. What does the Sefer Itter say back to the Rif? Sefer Itter is the only one who agrees with the Gaonim, which he also, strangely enough, quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel. Which we don't have a hint of that in Rabbeinu Chananel, right? The Sefer Itter says, Rabbeinu Chananel, Afkame Hochasar. Rabbeinu Chananel, Paskin against Rabbah here. He says, Rabbeinu Chananel is the Gaonim of the Rif. Okay, he must have had a different Masorah. Again, we don't even have, you know, the super original Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel that I put here, which is the Rabbeinu Chananel of the Bar Ilan, which has been the Rabbeinu Chananel published by the Rabbi Blau, who published many of his Rishonim, no relation to the Rabbi Blau from YU. Is taken from the Shitim Goretz's type book called Sefer Haner of Rav Zacharia Amagati, who collected Shitim Goretz and Rishonim, but that doesn't necessarily mean we have the exact Lashon. So I don't know. He somehow had a Masorah that Rabbeinu Chananel was this Gaonim, which is not meant to our Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, this Sefer HaItter. He says in the Rif was. And Rav Al said, Pshita Lake, you know, maybe the Kaman, just like later on. Pshita, just like later on. So what does? And basically, what does he say? He says, no, Taninu Lokeach, Lokeach doesn't need a Taina. He says, Pasha, Taninu Lokeach, the Gaonim are right. Forgot about Taninu Lokeach. And the Rif said that, no, look at Daf Merav and Beis, we're not always Taninu Lokeach. And what does he say back to the Rif? He says back to the Rif, he says, you made a fundamental mistake. He says, you made a fundamental mistake. He said, you were comparing Daf Lamed, Daf Mem Aleph? No, Daf Mem Aleph, there was Edom, he was the Marakama. That's, of course, the Marakama wins. But on Daf Lamed, there's no Edom, he's the Marakama. And therefore, the Gaon of our right says the Itter in his first Dea, he says, the Hacha, he says, the Rif says, community will come on. And what does he say? Look at the Lashon. Don't you admit it's my land? Meaning I have no evidence. You just admit it's my land. Etc. He says, no, our case is a Mefurish Mishnah Ksubas, right? Remember the Mishnah Kesha Asher Ksubas? If I admit it was yours, I admit this was your father's land and I bought it, or my father bought it. I admit it was yours, but I claim to have bought it. That's Pesha Asher Pesha Hitter. That's Pesha that I win. So you have no Edus of Marakama. Bahacha, the Leslie Sadi, the Arabi Yodde, the Kama, the Marakama is no Edom was ever his. He hates me, Malo Mehemini. I'm sorry. Well, okay. Bahachi, Then he is mehemen. Until the ikala furushe. So what does the sefer ha'iter in his first beya aleph said? He defends the ga'olim and he says no. In dafem aleph and aleph, there is a dos of the marakama being a marakama, and therefore the machzik loses. But in daf lamed, there's no edus of the marakama being the marakama. It's like ksubas. I admit it was yours and I claim it's mine. I win. And therefore, what did he say? He says the machzik wins, and that's why Rav is wrong and the Gaonim are right. But he knows it's very radical. Why? It's very radical to say Rav is wrong. Because what? Now, Rava forgot Mishnah Ksubas, etc. I mean, it's not exactly the same. Rava couldn't think as logically as the sefer Iter could. So there he says, Ikla Brushi. He said, I'll give you a second derech. A second derech, but the second derech is coming off the Gaonim and the Rif, which he attributes to Rabbeinu Hanano. Again, I can't explain why our Rabbeinu Hanano does not say that at all. And even the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Hanano are vaguely similar in some way, but don't say it. Our Rabbeinu Hanano doesn't say the sheep at all. And he thinks Rabbeinu Hanano says what the Gaonim say in the Rif, but it doesn't matter. The Rif says, what do you mean? Pasha Rav is right. Conveniently about Kama, it's just Dafim Aleph. He says it is not Dafim Aleph. It's very different, and therefore it should be Nema. So what did the Sefer Iter say in his second day? He said, no, I want Rav to be right. It's too radical for me to say Rav is wrong, but I also want to keep the idea that if there's no Eidim for the Ma'ariya, there's no Eidim for the Marakama, then the Machzik wins. So he is somewhat a Das Yach, and he says, nope, there is a Dos for the Ma'ariya. There is a Dos for the Ma'ariya. Yes, he has proven he's the Marakama. He doesn't prove he's a Marakama. And once he approves that he's a Marakama, then it makes a lot of sense why the Machzik loses here, right? Because he has proof of Marakama. And then, so the Machzik loses because either he has Eidos Didarbo Hahu Chagyoma, and he doesn't have Eidos on Gimel. On Gimel Shanim, Shnei Chazaka, or I might have said this in the opposite order he did, if so, you'll forgive me. He does have Eidos on Gimel Shnei Chazaka, the Ein Eidos, the Dar Be, or Ba, Ihu Chad Yoma. Basically, he says, this is exactly, you know, we can understand this. The first guy, the Marakama and Edom, he was the Marakama. Marakama and Edom, he was the Marakama. Therefore, he wins, and the Machzik loses. Why? We know the Machzik would win if he had 3 years of Chazaka plus Edom's Darbe Chayoma. So either he doesn't have 3 years of Chazaka, even if he can prove the LER is there for one day, or he has 3 years of Chazaka, he can't prove the LER is there for one day. And obviously, he doesn't have a time in coming these up, let me know. Okay, that goes without saying. Okay, so the Sefer Iter has, and it seems to be, this is his last word, maybe this is what he prefers to say, because then he can agree with Rava, right? The Sefer Iter has the last word here. The Sefer Iter has the last word. His last word is Sefer Iter's last word is about Yachid. This is a case where there's Edus with the Marakama. I don't think anyone else thinks this is the case. You know, some of them start out and then say, I feel there's no Edus that he's the Marakama. But every other region in the world thinks there is no Edus that he is the Marakama. So let's now just try to understand what's going on in our sugya, at least as best we can to start, even though... We have a lot of things going on in this Tosfos. and now we're going to get to any of them. Okay. Don't be too upset. I know there's a lot of suspense here. But really not to talk about Miguel and Freya. I don't know if we can do Miguel and Freya in 7 minutes. The odds are slim, right? Odds are exceedingly slim to Miguel and Freya to the minutes. Then we're in the middle of talking about the Gemara and talking about Miguel and Freya at the same time. Oy va voy. Okay. I am going to all right, we'll have to leave Miguel and Freya. Very, very, very established. Okay. Let's just review what is going on here. Let's just go back to what's the case, right? The case is Daf Lamed Lefi Rishonim Chutz Nisefer Ha'Iter says the case is Ein Edim Lima'arer. What's the psak? Again, the psak, strangely, the Gaon and the Rif. What's the psak? Again, the Gaonim in the Rif and the Rach in the Sefer Ha'Iter, and the Sefer Iter agrees, right? Says that the Matzik is Naaman against our Gemara. Afkami Hilchasah. Kamo Iksubos, right? The Mishnah Iksubos, we definitely read this Mishnah Iksubos together once, right? Moldur Yeshua, Ba'omer Sadu Dushol, Vasecha, Vlakach, Vimcha. Shaneh the Naaman, Shapesha Asher, Vapesha Hitter, right? Shapesha Asar, Hu, Hape, Shehiter. Pesha Asar, Hu, Pesha Hiter. Okay, let me, I'll come back to that. But everyone else disagrees with that. Right, everyone else, the Rif asks, why not say a Pesha also a Pesha Hitter here, right? And that is, but all the Rishonim say, nope, the Matzik is not Naaman. Okay, why? Why is the Matzik not Naaman? Why does the Pesha also did it? Believe me, because I could have just said it was always mine, right? You know, you're nobody. I could have just said, who are you? This has always been my land. I don't know who you are. You have no proof you're ever going to get the land. I was nice enough to admit it. You're the Markham. So, why is he Naaman?
Because the Matzik is really admitting he's the one initiating.
I admit to you the Markham, but this is not a trick question. It's an easy question. What does the Rif say?
Not if it's awesome.
Why do you actually Naaman? Pesha Asur Pesha Hitter, but? You can't have Pesha Asur Pesha Hitter by saying your pe was not Matur. Pesha Asur Hua Pe Shesh Sapi. I admit it was yours, and I don't know whether I bought it from you or not. I know I bought it from Tony, but I know Tony bought it from you. So there's no such thing as not Pesha, if it would be Pesha Asur Pesha Hitter, Tenach. That's in Subas. I admit it was yours or your father's, and I bought it from you. Here, I admit it was your father's, and I might have bought it from you. So I bought it from someone who might have bought it from you. Okay, there's no such thing as that. The Rif says that there's no Pesha Asur Pesha Hitter because it is a Taina Shema. He says that very nicely. Although there's something else confusing. But what does he say? He says, etc. Because having suffix ain't suffix motzim de vadai. Okay, that's what all the Rishonim say, suffix ain't suffix motzim de vadai. That means, believe me, I'm telling the truth, but I'm not even saying it. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. I'm reading the song. Okay, sure. Something ain't something else to be bad. Like, that is what all the Rishonim would talk say, and at least according to most Rishonim, according to what all Rishonim agree, Matzik ain't no Naaman, because he only has Taina Shema, and ain't suffic motzi midei vadai to use the lashon of the Rif. Okay, so far that's nice background. Now what we have to figure out is what's going to be controversial. Well, what exactly is the case? Does the Matzik have Eidos Darbi Chagoma? Does he not? Does he have 3 years of chazaka? Does he not? Again, pashtus not. Does he say kami didi zavnim enough? Does he not? And how would these affect ein safi motzi de vadai? Is what we have to figure out. Tosos starts discussing this a little. Right, we're going to have to read through Tosos. Lav Kamodis, let's start. I already did. Here's Rina Shmuel. The Mochzak Zeshal Shanim, the Tony Plani, Zavante, Zavna, Minach, Kami, Di, Neman, Bemigu, Di, Boy, Ori, Nach, Zavante, Michal, Shne, Chazaka. Inami, Yishal, Edim, Shehepsik, Ba, Mocher, Yom, Echad, Behavi, Raya. Okay, what does he say? If he has 3 years of Chazaka and says Kami, Di, or has Edim, Yom, Echad, Mefurish, Mar, Mem, Alphan, Base. Behavi, Raya, Mahay, Zor, Bekash, Shavali, Sala, Kam, Luchad, Var, of Kain, Hu, Echad, Yish, Edim, Lama, Arish, Akar, Kashal, Haisa. Everyone except the Sefer Itter makes this diuk. Sefer Itter is nidchak to say, the lashon lav davka. Says, don't you admit I'm the marakama? Meaning, I don't have edim that I'm the marakama. Therefore, you have a ton kami didi zavna minach or darbar chadyoma hayaneman afa pisha lo hefzik shaloshanim migudi by omer lohaisa shalcha me olam. Okay, says Tosos that. In this case, he makes it sound like the Rashbam might disagree. This is a big machlokes Rishonim. I heard what the Rashbam thinks about half of this. But says Tosos, what if? What does Tosos say? In this case, if what was the first case? Lo haya lo gimel shnei chazaka ve'amar kamoi didi. Zavna minach, says Tosos, Neman. Why? Okay, makes a lot of sense. Vadai, right? Motzi de vadai. Why is he Neman? Because there's no edim of the Marakama. It's Pesha Asa. He could have said it was mine alone. Right? Neman, because he doesn't say, that's obviously, you know. Hapesha asar to hape shehitir. Or next Kiddush of Tosfos. What if lo haya lo gimel shnei chazaka de Omar, right? He says Omar, not hevi edim, right? Kame didi darbe habu. Kanyoma says Tosfos Neman.
Right, this is of course this Tosfos Shita is the minority opinion that you believed on your own the Migu to say Kami Didi Darbe Kanyoma. Right, as he says, why Afishal Shana Migu the Barmelo Hiskomiola Migu of Ladam. Okay, that's very simple. Just say Migu of Ladam. And Kol Shekain, these are going to be the three controversial cases. Kol Shekain, I think these are the only three cases. Kol Shekain, if you have any Darbe Chadyoma, you would win. That goes without saying. Okay, so let's just better. Migu de Lahadam. Lahadam Lohayutarmi Olam is never yours. Also, Migu de Lahadam. And then you have to add plus Tanina. And this is Shita Tosu. You can say Tanina based on a Migu. And Kol Shekain, if you have Edom, there was Darbe Chadyoma. And we'll end with at least the segue into Migul Afreya. Tosa says, Aval Vadai, Lohaisa Shechobi Olam. That's the right, it was never yours. Avade Hashem Plan is Vince Dominic, a Hodesh Aishalo. But now that I already admit it was once yours, I bought it from Tony, bought it from you. Now, if I want to come back in Taina, Sula Matilim and Kamigi Zabnaminaf Kamigu, now I have now I can't do either of these and say, Migu, believe me. Migu de Bayram, Vitchilo Aishalo, I'll do Migu Afreya, Lorena Gamukla Kama, because you can't say a Migu Lema Freya. Meaning, once at 9 a.m., I say, I bought it from Jesse, bought it from you. Now at 10 a.m., it's too late to say, I saw him buy it from you. Believe me, Migu, I could have said it was mine all along. I saw him live there one day. Believe me, Migu, I could have said it was mine all along. Because you can't say Migu, Lamafreya, you can't say retroactive Migu, you can't say believe me at 10 o'clock because I could have said something else at 9 o'clock. Okay, that will be controversial. We'll have to come back to that, Amir Tz Hashem, next time.
Chaim is going to ask what I got up to. Basically, yeah, I'm up to number three. I finished number two, so I'm a little behind, but there's really a lot to keep an eye on here. And don't worry, we'll have our work cut out for us the next few days. There's a lot of Geshmak and Yanim here, and Geshmak and Yanim, and we'll have, you know, I don't think we'll finish this. I'm sure we'll not finish this Sogya on Thursday, but Tamir Tzushem by Monday.